If you're joining us this morning for the Let the Bible Speak program, I thank you for your interest in Bible study. And this morning on the program, I want to talk about putting the first back in the first day of the week. It's a lesson in priorities. And if you're listening already to the Let the Bible Speak program, you may have a religious priority already in your life. The fact that you're listening to a religious program would indicate that. But there's so many people who do not put a priority on God and Christ and the Bible and spiritual things and church. And their Sunday is filled with everything but God. And so I want to talk about putting the first back in the first day of the week. You know, that expression, the first day of the week, is found in the New Testament. But it's not really found in our vocabulary. You don't really hear people talking about, well, I'm going to do something on the first day of the week. That's not something in our vocabulary. Not only that, but a lot of people, if you were to say, well, I'm going to meet you at in such and such place on the first day of the week, they would think Monday. A lot of people think Monday is the first day of the week. But in the New Testament, and for the New Testament church, the first day of the week was Sunday. And we've got to put the first back in the first day of the week. There's so many people that will not worship God on Sunday. Now, again, we have the expression preaching to the choir. The people who need to hear this lesson often will not hear this lesson because they're not listening to any religious program on Sunday. So how would they ever hear a lesson like this? Well, maybe we can tell them, maybe we can help them. Maybe we can share this lesson with them. All of our recordings are put on our website, wbcoc.org. All of the recordings are there, but we've got to get people who normally don't put God in their life on Sunday to put God in their life on Sunday. They're out boating, they're out gardening, they're out playing golf. They're at home watching TV, reading the newspaper, surfing the internet, mowing the lawn, and 100 other things that could be done. Sunday is a day of rest. It's certainly not a day of worship for a lot of people. It's a day of recreation and rest and free time and personal time. And we've got to get the first back in the first day of the week. We've got to understand the importance of priorities. And I hope that this lesson will help us to do that. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount talked about the affairs of this life and how people get caught up with things like food, shelter, and clothing, and they're worried about all that kind of thing and concerned about all that kind of thing. And Jesus said, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And worshiping God on Sunday is a part of seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness. We're to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. When Jesus was asked, "What is the first and greatest commandment?" Matthew 22:38. He said to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. That's first. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5, the Macedonian brethren first gave themselves to the Lord, turned their lives over to the Lord, and then they were ready to serve others. We have a lot of misplaced priorities in this world today. And there are firsts in people's lives, but they themselves are first. Their opinions and judgments and ideologies are first. What they think or feel is first. What they desire and what they want is first. Oh yeah, there's a lot of priorities, but they're misplaced. And so Sunday is described as the first day of the week, but they will no longer put the first day of the week first in their life. I remember as a child, various states had what was called blue laws. that once existed in this country to limit secular business activities on Sunday. Many stores were closed. Many people just used to work 5 days a week, 40 hours. Can you imagine? Monday through Friday, 40 hours. 8 times 5. That's no longer the case. People are working upwards to 70 hours and 7 days a week. It's all about work. And I'm all for work. In fact, the scripture teaches in both the Old and New Testament the importance of work. And that's the subject of another Let the Bible Speak program. There's a lot of lazy people out there who need to get to work. But some won't work at all. And some work so much that they don't have time for the important things in life. But we used to have blue laws that told stores to be closed and businesses to be closed. Now, many places in town are open on Sunday just like everywhere else. Oh, you might have an occasional business like Chick-fil-A or Hobby Lobby, something like that, that's closed on Sunday. But most places are open. Why? It's all about making money. It's all about living our earthly physical lives, and many people are so caught up to that. So I asked the question this morning, friends, how can you put the first back in the first day of the week? Well, first of all, in the New Testament, the first day of the week is not the Old Testament Sabbath day. That was Saturday. In the Old Testament, the Sabbath day, or Saturday, was for the Jews, and it was under the period of what we call the Mosaic dispensation, or the dispensation, the period of time in which the law of Moses is in force. And it was for the Jews. It was not for all mankind, for all time. In Exodus 31, 15 through 17, Deuteronomy 5, verses 2 and 3, again in verses 12 and 15, these passages make it clear that the law of Moses was a covenant for the people who came out of Egypt. And that covenant lasted until Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was born under the law, Paul says in Galatians chapter 4. Much of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John records the life of Jesus living under the law of Moses. He interacted with people, and he healed a leper one time and told him to go offer the gift that the law of Moses, what Moses commanded. But when he died on the cross, that old law was nailed to the cross. Colossians 2, 14 through 17. And Ephesians 2, 13 through 15. Both Ephesians 2 and Colossians 2, good way to remember that, speaks about the old law being done away when Jesus died on the cross. And when Jesus shed his blood and he was preparing the memorial supper, the Lord's Supper, for this, he said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many unto remission of sins." Matthew 26, 28. We have now a new covenant, a new testament. And the Hebrew writer confirms that the promise of a new covenant in Jeremiah 31 and verse 31 came to pass when Jesus established his new covenant and his new testament. Hebrews chapter 8, 9, and 10 specifically deal with that change in covenants. So, we have another day. So, it's not the Old Testament Sabbath day. Well, what is it then? Well, it is what we call the first day of the week. The first day of the week is the Lord's Day. It is Sunday. So let's see the things that happened on the first day of the week. And this will set the stage, hopefully, for putting our priorities back and putting the first back in the first day of the week. Notice, first of all, the Lord was resurrected on the first day of the week. There are a number of places where we could establish this, but I want to look at Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. verse 1, and when the Sabbath was past, so it's not the Sabbath anymore. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, as they come to the tomb when the sun was risen, they were saying among themselves, who shall roll away the stone from the door of the tomb? And looking up, they see that the stone is rolled back, for it was exceedingly great. And they enter in, and Jesus is not there. He's been resurrected. When? On the first day of the week. We find the same thing in Luke chapter 24 and verse 9. The same here in Mark 16, just keep coming down to verse 9. And when he was risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. That makes it very clear when he was resurrected, early on the first day of the week. When the disciples were assembled together on the first day of the week, John 20 and verse 1 and again in verse 9. They were assembled together and Jesus appeared unto them. And what a great reunion that would be for them. What a great assembly that would be for them on the first day of the week. I'm sorry, not verse 9, John 21, John 20, verse 1, and John 20, verse 19. Verse 19. So the resurrection. Another thing that's very important that happened on the first day of the week is the establishment of the New Testament church. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was come, the day of Pentecost was 50 days after the Passover, which would put it on a Sunday. That's when the New Testament church began. This sermon by Peter and the 11, they're preaching the gospel. Peter's sermon is recorded. Some 3,000 are baptized into Christ, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, fellowship, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. The New Testament church begins, verse 47, the Lord adds to those who are saved. It began on a Sunday. And then, number 3, the Lord's Supper was eaten on the first day of the week. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, Paul is traveling and he wanted to spend some time with the New Testament Christians, and so he tarried so that he could be with the church at Troas. In Acts 20 and verse 7, upon the first day of the week, we were gathered together to break bread, which is an expression meaning the Lord's Supper. Paul also preached on that day, upon the first day of the week. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, Paul writes to the Corinthian brethren, and it was a command, it wasn't a suggestion, but concerning the collection for the saints, as I gave order, it's a command, it's an injunction to the churches of Galatia, so also do you, upon the first day of the week, let each one of you lay by him in store, as he may prosper, that no collections be made when I come. The New Testament church did not practice Old Testament tithing like is practiced in many denominations today, but it was a free will offering. As each one prospered, that would be different among each one. They gave upon the first day of the week. They did not neglect that, as some do today. They did not make excuses as to why they can't give. And it was upon the first day of the week. Well, that needs to be our focus. The Lord was resurrected on that day. The church was established on that day. And the church continued to meet on that day to take the Lord's Supper and to give a collection. Can we not focus on the Lord on the first day of the week? Can we not come together to remember his death and to give and do other acts of worship? Are we really so busy that we cannot do that? When we come together, 1 Corinthians 11:26, we proclaim the Lord's death until he come. We proclaim the Lord's death on the Lord's day. And so, the first day of the week needs to be first in our life. God is looking, friends, for priorities in our lives. He's looking to see if we're willing to make a sacrifice on the first day of the week to set aside some time to come worship him. Do we really need all 7 days to work and to focus on ourselves and look after ourselves and promote ourselves and put our first selves? Do we really need all 7 days? God made all the creation in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, on the Sabbath day. And then he told Israel to do the same, patterned after that in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, to work 6 days and rest on the seventh day or the Sabbath day. Now, that was changed in the New Testament to the first day of the week is the day of worship and rest. Will we do that? Somebody says, well, I got to work 7 days a week to pay off all my credit card debt because I bought all these things. Well, we need to stop buying things. We need to stop having so much. And worship on the first day of the week is not the only thing that's going by the wayside because everybody's working upwards to 70 hours a week. Marriages are being ruined and home and family is being ruined and mom and dad are never around because they're always working and there's no time for the kids and we've got to get somebody else to watch the kids so that we can go work. Well, why do we have to work? Well, we got to have stuff. There are basic necessities, but a lot of times the younger people today not only want to have a lot of stuff, but they want to have everything brand new. They want to have everything expensive. And so they're working and overworked for the man, the boss, to get what? A marriage that's not that great, a family that's not that great, and the Lord is never worshiped. For what? Things? Things that we can't even take with us when we die? Stuff? Money? Is it really worth it? It's not. People are, and it's not just worship that is lacking. It's not just family problems, but it's health problems. Mental stress and physical stress and high blood pressure and other kinds of things that go on because people are just constantly working. Get up every day and work. Work all day. Tired, get up again, do it again. 7 days a week. Very little time to even rest the mind and the body. So we're seeing all of these problems, and then we turn to, well, we'll just solve it with popping pills, and we'll solve it with periodically paying a psychologist or a counselor, you know, to help me. Some people try to escape what little time they have on the weekends with alcohol and things like that, and then we just go right back to it. We've got to get the first back in the first day of the week. It will help your spiritual life. It will help your marriage and family. It will help your personal health that some people don't think about. And yes, the Bible talks about how that God makes the mind and the body, and he wants the body and the mind to be cared for just as much as the soul. So, let's give God our best on the first day of the week. New Testament Christians gathered on the first day of the week with a positive attitude. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, they were together and they were breaking bread together. There are several verses here right after the New Testament church begins that talks about together and unity. And they had a great attitude. And in verse 46, even after Sunday or the first day of the week, they were day by day with one accord, gathering together, breaking bread at home. That's where the social activities were taking place. The spiritual activities were taking place in the assembly. But the text says, with gladness and singleness of heart. New Testament Christians were happy. We can be that same way today. They gathered together with a positive attitude. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, after the breaking of bread, Paul discoursed, he preached, and it was late into the evening. We're not told when he started, but the text says that he preached until midnight. These brethren wanted to hear the Apostle Paul. This was something clearly that was a priority with them. And they loved to be together. We need to rejoice and be glad. We need to set aside some time and be re-energized spiritually when we sing and pray and study God's Word together. We can put off that other that's not that important. Or we can rearrange our schedules, and if boating and golf and mowing the yard and all that kind of stuff needs to get done, that's fine. Let it be secondary, though. We'll find time of the week to get that done. Put God first on Sunday. In Psalm 118 and verse 24, this is the day which Jehovah has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's every day of the week. But especially on Sunday, he's made that, according to the New Testament covenant, a day in which we're to come together to worship him. So many people don't come at all, or Hebrews 10:25, they forsake the assembling because they've got other stuff they need to do. I don't feel good. I've got to go visit grandma. I've got to run some errands at the store. And the long list of excuses as to why I can't come and worship with Christians on the first day of the week. Friends, we can do better than that. God blesses us every day, and he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, and he revealed his will that's found in Scripture. He's done so many things, we can't even begin to talk about all of the blessings that God has given us. Why can't we give him a little time on Sunday? Really? Really? Are we so stuck on ourselves that we can't give God some time? When the judgment day comes, we will have wished that we had given God some time on Sunday, but it'll be too late then. We need to give God, like in the Old Testament, the law of the first fruits. Give God the best. Bring that and make that as a sacrifice. We need to give God our best, and then he will give us in the judgment day his best. In James chapter 1 and verse 18, James says, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth. That's how God saves us, not just some better felt than told experience, but when we obey the word of truth, that's how he begets us. That's how we're born again. That we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. We need to be first fruits. And in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 4, we're told about those who are going to be in heaven. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were purchased from among men to be the first fruits unto God and unto the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no lie, they are without blemish. The first fruits. We're going to give God our best every day, and especially we're going to come together to put him first on the first day of the week. Friends, a lot of times the first becomes second or third or fourth. And we've got to be careful not to let it do that. You know, in the Old Testament, there is an account of the Jews who came back from the Babylonian captivity, and we have two books dedicated to that, Ezra and Nehemiah. And there are some things said, for example, in Nehemiah chapter 13, these Jewish people come back and the temple has been rebuilt by this time and the city has been restored by this time. And there are many Jews who have come back living in the city and the surrounding areas. But unfortunately, some of them go back to their old ways of forsaking the Sabbath day. For example, in Nehemiah chapter 13 and verse 10, Nehemiah says, I perceive that the portions of the Levites had not been given to them, so that the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled everyone out of his field. Then I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the grain and the new wine and the oil and the treasuries. And I made treasures over the treasuries, these individuals that are mentioned. People were neglecting the tithing. Verse 15, in those days I saw Judah, some men treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and lading asses. They were doing work, and they weren't supposed to do that. They were supposed to rest on the Sabbath day. That's the fourth commandment. As also wine, grapes, and figs, and so forth. They were bringing all of this in. They brought it into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in that day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, who brought in fish and all manner of wares, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not God bring all the evil upon us, upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. That's one of the reasons why they were taken into the Babylonian captivity. And God said, I'm going to make you go to Babylon, and the land will have its rest. It will have its rest. They were supposed to give the land rest every 7 years. And there was to be a jubilee in the 50th year. But they weren't doing that. And God said, I'm going to force you to give it rest. I'm going to take you off this land. And they were not, of course, resting on the Sabbath day either. Why? We got to work. We got to make money. Work, work, work. Money, money, money. And that's what it's about even today. And so they came back. I'm sure many of them were following the word of God. But when the newness wears off, then we go right back to the same old thing. Friends, let's put the first back in the first day of the week. I'm glad that you've joined us. And if we can help you to do that in your life, please come and be with us. I hope that you'll have a good day.